Welcome to episode number 22 of the audio production show from Music Radio Creative. I'm your host, Kyron Mountain. Thanks for joining us for a very special episode. We've got the creators, the founders, the people behind Music Radio Creative. This week, Mike and Isabella Russell are on the show, and we're going to be talking about things like Periscope, the future of podcasting, and they have a special announcement to make. I have a special treat on the line today with me, the folks you can thank for the start of it all. They really need no introduction, but just in case you do need one. Together, they're the owner-operators for Music Radio Creative. Mike is technically the creative director, and Isabella is the managing director. That means she's the boss at Music Radio Creative. They are passionate about what they do, and they believe everyone, beginner, professional, and people with a passion and dreams deserve to have access to great-sounding audio without breaking the bank. I mean, you probably already know all that since you're listening to this podcast, and really, who better to talk about it than these guys? Mike, Isabella, thanks for coming on the show again today.
Hey, thanks, Kyron.
Thank you for
having us. We almost said
us.
That in unison, didn't we? I like the way you said Mike is technically the creative director, but I'll take that as a compliment because I am very technical. So I'm also technical. I'm technically and creative director.
Well, I say you're technically the creative director, but I know you do a lot more behind the scenes. And that's actually something I would really like to know what you guys do day to day for Music Radio Creative.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So I am the creative director. So that involves mainly now online marketing and Music Radio Creative, doing the stuff behind the scenes, kind of big vision stuff, coming up with ideas. And then Isabella is the boss. So when I have these silly ideas, she says, well, how about implementing it that way? And I'm like, wow, that's a good idea.
Thanks. First of all, thank you, Kyron, for a wonderful introduction. Yes, well, so I take care of everyone who works at Music Radio Creative. So we have a strong team of over 100 people now behind Music Radio Creative. So I manage people, but also together with Mike, we work on the big picture stuff, which involves planning for the future. It's the vision behind Music Radio Creative and sort of trying to push in the right direction.
So could you guys give us a little bit of an idea of what your day looks like, or maybe, you know, just a day maybe, because I'm sure each day of the week is probably different for you guys with so many things going on.
It's hectic.
I bet. I bet. How do you deal with that?
We have a lot going on every day. I mean, we start today with a coffee. We always have a lovely cup of coffee. That's our thing.
And the miracle morning. So, you know, usually, Kyron, we're up between 5 and 6. I don't know if you read that book by, I think it's Hal Elrod. Completely butchered his name. Hal Elrod. And it's all about getting up between that magic hour, 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. So doing your workout, doing your motivational talk in front of the mirror, having a bit of meditation. And then, wow. Yeah, like Isabella says, having a coffee. We try to squeeze in a morning meeting. So that can be between 15 minutes and half an hour. What are we going to try and achieve today? And then we go off and do it.
We try to keep each other's accountable. So we try to have the morning meeting and essentially set an agenda for each of us. And then at the end of the day, and see essentially where we are, what have we accomplished, etc. It's every day is different. I mean, Mike is great with Miracle Morning. I am working on that, but certainly getting there and would like to be at the level Mike is at. But what we absolutely love is the fact that we can make every day different. You know, we are both very much against the typical 9-to-5. We try to make things interesting for both each other's and our team.
So I'm wondering, you know, how does it work working with your spouse? Do you find that's an advantage? Is there challenges behind it? How does that look?
It's very challenging, but I think that we are very fortunate to actually complement each other on many, many different levels. I don't think there are many people who can do it well. It took us pretty much good part of the last 3 years to get where we are today. We experimented a lot. We tried different approaches, different things as to how we run the day, how we run the company. And I think that now we landed at a comfortable level of understanding as to who does what and where we can step in and where there is a no-go zone.
So would you say that it took about 3 years to find that comfortable place, or have you been there for a while now?
I would say, I mean, we've been there now for a little while, but it took us a good 3 years to get to where we are today.
Exactly, yeah. And I would say, actually, that we do have highs and lows just like anyone. So, you know, it can be a bit bipolar at times. Sometimes full of energy, going for it. Oh, wow, this is amazing. And then, you kind of, you have to keep powering through those times where things are not so easy, where maybe things aren't going the direction you wanted them to go, or you've lost your focus, or, you know, you're not sure where. It's like with everything in life, isn't it, Kyron?
Truly, truly. I think if you're not doing those, especially for you guys that want to do have the flexibility of not doing the 9-to-5 and not having to do the same thing every day, there's going to be those lulls. And I think that's almost a good thing. Otherwise, everything's just going to be the same every single day. And then you might as well do a 9-to-5, right?
Absolutely.
So I know you probably answered this somewhere else, and I want to get this behind us before we start getting into some of the more technical stuff, but why did you guys choose to do Music Radio Creative together? I'm sure there's a story there.
Yeah.
I know, Mike, you were doing some Music Radio Creative stuff on your own first, and then Isabella, you came on board?
Yeah, that's right. So, my background is in radio, in audio production in particular, and producing talk radio shows. I've also been an on-air host, and I've always been interested in changing audio and making it sound as different as I possibly could, to the annoyance of my parents when I would record their voices and then slow them right down and then make them sound kind of crazy and then speed them up like a pixie. And I thought, you know, maybe I could do something with this. So learned the craft in radio. Set up this online business we now know as Music Radio Creative today. I actually started at it back in 2005. That's when we became incorporated, as they say in the Americas, or a limited company, as we'd say in the UK. And it's kind of built up over time, but always been a side project for me until our first little one, Zara, came along, who's now 3.5. And then suddenly we started to take it a little bit more seriously. We changed our life around a bit, moved to the Isle of Wight, and that's kind of where we are now.
That's awesome. And you know what, actually, I kind of jumped ahead of my questions, and we didn't actually get to do any of the background that I wanted to talk about. The whole reason that the audio production show exists is because of you guys, and because life kind of happens with anyone and everyone. You guys were planning on having another baby, and I would say you guys were successful. Zane was born a healthy boy in, was it February 24th?
25th, yes.
25th, okay. I was looking at my date quite just off a little bit. Has that changed the way you guys do business?
It certainly threw things up in the air a little bit. It was certainly to anyone who has kids or plans to have more than one, 1 + 1 does not equal 2. So if you think that it is the case, definitely not. So it has been quite difficult, especially towards the end of my pregnancy and at the very beginning. Obviously, it's been a little bit difficult. But I think that now that he's former unsold, we are slowly getting back into the groove. And yeah, things are slowly returning to normal, dare I say.
And also recording podcasts, that's an interesting challenge because currently right now he is asleep below us and hopefully not going to wake up. But you know what it's like. You know, there's a lot that goes into making a podcast, Kyron. And, you know, first of all, I would really like to say thank you for hosting season 2 of the Music Radio Creative Podcast so amazingly well, having some great guests on, asking them the killer questions to extract information. Because, of course, we all know that it's very much on the interviewer as well as the interviewee to make a podcast flow really well. So you've done a really good job with that. But I'd be interested to find out how you found it hosting the Music Radio Creative or audio production show from Music Radio Creative.
I was not expecting you to flip the mic on me like that, Mike. Thank you. And thank you for such the kind words. For me, I think I've learned a lot. And I think with anything in life, if you're not learning something, then you're kind of dead in the water. But I've learned that there are so many cool people doing so many cool things in this world of like new media. And not just podcasts, but, you know, video stuff. And it's really become accessible to anyone. And anyone can do high-level things, especially if they have really cool companies like Music Radio Creative available to present them with the tools that they don't have or the bits and pieces if they're missing them, like a show intro or something. And I think that's the really cool thing that I've learned from doing the audio production show from Music Radio Creative. And thank you guys for the opportunity to do such a cool thing.
No, thank you. I mean, you know, we very much enjoyed every single episode, and we are very much looking forward to actually we are really looking forward to being back on the show.
Oh, we haven't made the official announcement yet, Isabella.
I don't think we have.
do we want to do that now? Do you want to pause and bring it back to the end of the show?
No, we can do it now.
Okay, so I think we teased it at the beginning of the show. Mike and Isabella actually have a very special announcement talking about the future of the audio production show. Isabella, do you want to do the honors?
Absolutely. I mean, we've really thoroughly missed podcasting. And I'm very, very thrilled to announce that Mike and I are going to be back behind the mics from October this year.
Yes, we're taking a little summer siesta just to chill out. And also, I don't know whether you noticed this, Kyron, but podcast listing kind of does a little dip during the summer months because people are out and about, they're enjoying the sun, they're, you know, they've got other things going on. Sometimes they're traveling. So we thought, well, what we'll do is we'll take a little break and come back in October. Also, the other thing that you may not know about being listening to this show is that we're working on a conference which is happening in Manchester, UK this September called New Media Europe. And it's very applicable to the audio production show audience, you know, radio DJs, podcasters, anyone who's using the internet to get their show out there, which is a large majority of the music radio creative clients. You may be interested to come along. It's learning about things like blogging, podcasting, online video, how to use social media in an effective way, that kind of stuff. So we got that happening in September, so we're putting loads of energy into making that happen. And a few little behind-the-scenes tweaks on Music Radio Creative. So there'll be more than just a new season of the podcast coming in October. That's all I can say right now.
So basically just stay tuned and find out what's going on.
Absolutely.
I love it. So jumping back into talking about you guys, I would love to do a little bit. I have a few more questions for you, if that's okay.
Sure.
Let's sneak it in here. Talking back about Music Radio Creative, and you guys were saying that you have a morning meeting and you do all those things. Do you guys have any tools that you use, just the two of you, for maybe, you know, task management, or is there just any kind of tool that you guys couldn't live without?
That's a good question. Do you know, there is one thing, probably not very technical, but actually a very simple notebook. So that's definitely something we could not live without, because we are big fans of writing things down.
Absolutely, I agree with that. Definitely having the notebook. I always notice when I'm writing things in the pages of my my daily notebook, which has the date. So I've got one for 2015 this year. When I write things down, they get done. And I get to the end of the day and I've crossed them all off and I feel really good. And somehow when you put them electronically down, it doesn't have so much of an effect.
Really?
And do you know what? We actually went to town. I remember in, it must have been December, we went to a stationery shop and we got like those really amazing notebooks. They have been like the top of the shelf, but that also means that we really sort of cherish them a little bit more. So they are very looked after, you know, and then they look really nice when you pick them up, when you flick the pages, you know, there's something really magical about that.
Do you happen to have the brand that you guys picked out each? Oh. Or did you guys both pick the same brand?
Yeah, mine was, I think, manufactured by a company called Collins. Collins. They make all kinds of like diaries and journals and bits like that.
I can't remember mine now, but yeah.
Does it have a fancy cover?
It does have a fancy cover. And that's it feels awesome. Really nice when you touch it.
So how do you guys use that? Because I know I'm a big digital fan and I still love writing things down, and I've been going after the whole digital handwritten thing, but I'm really interested to find out how people still do analog things. Mike, you were suggesting that you have a daily page that you work off of?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'll put my priorities down, discuss them with Isabella, write them down in there. There is just something that happens. I think something cognitive that occurs when you're writing onto a page that kind of commits you a little bit more than just tapping into a keyboard.
You simply feel a little bit more accountable to yourself. So if you write this down, it's cool. This simple act of telling yourself that this is what I am going to do today.
And also, I don't know if this happens to you, Kyron. This is kind of going way off into psychology now on the audio production show. But do you ever, if you've got some notes in front of you and you've got a pen, do you ever just kind of doodle over those notes and kind of randomly just draw things as you're podcasting? Do you ever do that?
Sometimes. I know when I'm in a meeting or something, I definitely will. I'll be taking notes and everything. And I guess, you know, in an interview, it's not that much different than a meeting. I know I'm sitting here right now with my digital notebook and I've been doodling. Yeah, you caught me. I've been doodling. Yeah. You caught me. Now, talking about, so you guys use the analog. Is there any other analog tools that you guys use on a daily basis?
Well, we have Apple Watches. That's not analog, though.
You can have an analog face on those.
Yeah, well, you can. Yeah, you can have an analog face. And you can set up loads of reminders on them as well. So you can, you know, for lifestyle, you can get it to remind you to eat some fruit or do a workout or whatever. But they've been pretty good for us.
So you'd say that was probably right up there with other tools that you guys use?
I would say so, yes. I mean, it's certainly made a little change to how we run our day. And it's just great. It's just that little tool that sort of keeps you accountable more on a personal level, I guess. But I think it's very much connected, especially for anyone who is working for themselves. You do have to have a good balance, sort of work-life balance, and making sure you look after yourself. It's super important.
I love that. Now, I'm a bit of a tech guy, so, and I know, Mike, you're a bit of a geek too. Is there any piece of technology besides the Apple Watch that you guys use or couldn't do your business without?
Wow, that's a really good question. Well, obviously, there are loads of them. You probably know the standard stuff like Basecamp to collaborate between people, Dropbox to share files. But I would say I love anything that's portable. So, like, for instance, our portable Roland R-05 recorder. I like to take that out and about, record sound effects and conversations when we go to conferences and events and bits like that. But there's also, talking about moving it on a little bit to social media, I've really got into the Periscope app recently for daily kind of live podcasting. It's a great app. If you haven't heard of it, basically what it is it's a big map around the world of all these people who are doing live broadcasts. So you can watch anyone at the time and teleport to any place in the world and see in real time what that person is seeing through their iPhone camera. It's really quite creepy in a way, but you can also use it effectively by just kind of chatting about your daily routine or some interesting stuff. So yeah, I recommend you get the Periscope app. Follow myself, follow Isabella on it. I believe you're on Periscope too, Kyron.
I was, and I was actually, that's when I was leading towards that, hoping that we would get a chance to talk about Periscope, because I was able to jump in on one of your morning walks, Mike, which you're crazy, going for walks while the sun, beautiful, by the way, absolutely amazing. I don't know how you get up so darn early and get ready to go outside, but it was amazing to be able to watch you on your morning walk, walking through this nature park. And I'm curious, what gave you the idea to do something like that? I know I've had the Periscope app on my phone for a while. I've done a couple live broadcasts, and I've never really found that thing, for me at least, that would be a daily, weekly, or a reoccurring broadcast.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I'm glad we got onto this topic because it is one of the hot apps at the moment.
It is.
And I'm really into my miracle morning, so that's why I tend to get up. I think it's a magical hour between 5 and 6 in the morning because hardly anyone else, certainly in our neighborhood on the Isle of Wight, is up and about, moving around. So I really enjoy just kind of heading out with the iPhone. And it's a really, really cool app to use. And this is amazing. In fact, as we do this right now, we're actually periscoping. So there are people Periscope watching us doing this podcast, which is amazing. Isabella has just started periscoping and we got people joining in and there's some hearts coming in on the screen. That's the best thing about Periscope is it's real time. So as you are broadcasting, people are tuning in and watching. I mean, we got 9 people with us now, Kyron, also listening to the recording of this podcast.
Although they can't hear you, Kyron, so that they can only hear us. But it's great. I mean, it's just something so unique and so different. I think this is going to revolutionize the way we consume media potentially.
Now, a little bit off the road here, Periscope, one of the really interesting things about it is that it limits you to the vertical portrait mode of recording video, right?
It does, yes, which I'd rather Periscope was horizontal. Maybe that's coming in the next version. I can see Jel from the Netherlands is in there. And this is very, also I think it's very disruptive having the Periscope app because you've got one trail of thought and people are allowed to post live questions, which is a great feature. I love it. But it does take you off your trail of thought of what you want to talk about. Like, for instance, someone's just posted in our live Periscope now, does eating meat make you aggressive? So it's like, we can get totally off topic here.
Yeah, we can very easily. Yeah, so that's very interesting, but it's a brilliant medium. It's just we are having a lot of fun with it at the moment.
That's so much fun. So I guess what I wanted to ask real quick, just have if you guys have the idea, with Periscope limiting you to the vertical video, the portrait video, do you feel like we're going to be kind of going down that route more? I know there's a lot of people that are more video professionals and everything, and they absolutely hate the idea of doing the vertical video.
Yeah.
But because of apps like Periscope, and I really think it makes sense to do it the vertically way.
Yeah.
I actually just recently got an argument with someone saying, I think because of apps like Periscope that are taking off, we're going to be looking at TVs one day that are vertical instead of horizontal.
No,
what do
right.
you guys feel about that?
It's a good question to ask. Yeah. Is Periscope being in vertical mode as opposed to horizontal mode a good thing? Personally, I absolutely hate it when a film is made on the iPhone or Android in vertical mode. Like, I'm very particular about that when we're like filming family days out and the kids and stuff. I say to Isabella, do not film in vertical mode because I want to be able
thing.
To play it back on the TV. So, you know, but you're right, maybe TVs eventually will become vertical TVs, so maybe we'll be looking at that in the future. I don't see why Periscope couldn't make a landscape version as well as a portrait version.
No, it's easier to actually hold it. It's so difficult to hold
There's
it
that too,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just sort of makes it easier if you flip it around.
I think as a viewer, though, Mike, if I flip it horizontally and I'm trying to type out a response to you, that's going to cover up your face. Where right now I've got a keyboard in the bottom half and I can still see you guys broadcasting.
Yeah, we've actually got this is really disrupting this podcast, which is going out.
It's fantastic, yeah.
But Lee has just said in the Periscope chat, we're actually live broadcasting on Periscope now. He says he thinks that maybe a horizontal landscape version is in the works, which I wouldn't be surprised, and that'd be good because we are seeing more and more professional broadcasters and podcasters coming on the app. So for anyone listening to this podcast in the future who doesn't know what Periscope is, go and check it out because you'll probably like it if you're already a podcaster or a DJ or working in radio. I think you're going to like Periscope. The only thing you've got to get over with Periscope is putting your face on the screen and being comfortable with that.
Yes. And live streaming, that's the other thing, is that the pressure is on that it's not pre-recorded. It's live broadcast. And so Periscope is kind of tied into your Twitter account. And since we've already gotten on this tangent real quick here, I've got a question for you guys about, do you think that because of things like Periscope and Meerkat, is that going to change the way new media is handled? Like, podcasts are very, you know, you download them after the fact. Do you feel like we're going to be having a lot more live events because of things and technologies like this?
I think so. And I think that links very well to the traditional media, because actually, if you think about it, traditional media is very much about now. So it's, you know, you listen to a radio station, it's about talking about something now and just sharing the live information. So Periscope kind of jumps on that a little bit, but takes it to an entirely different level with regards to combining it with new media, with social media.
Mike, I'm watching the Periscope feed and Mike's just peeking his face in, just smiling off of the corner of it. I love it. I think that is so true, Isabella. Mike, what do you feel? Do you feel like this is going to completely revolutionize the way new media and broadcasting for the everyman is going to be?
Yeah, totally. Well, I just see a comment in the live feed now that a major Danish broadcasting company are using Periscope. I've seen the BBC on Periscope here in the UK.
That's awesome.
Lots of celebrities in the Americas are using Periscope as well, which is fantastic to see. And actually, I know this podcast is going out at a later date, but as we record this podcast, it was only yesterday that the Queen, Her Majesty the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, arrived in Berlin. And guess what? Someone Periscoped it.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, for breaking news and stuff like that. I think before Periscope was invented, this is turning into a Periscope podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
Before Periscope was invented, social media was already changing the world. Let's look at Twitter. I mean, Twitter is all about live events, hashtags, getting on that stuff, breaking news. I know now I very rarely watch regular news, but when I want to know about something that's breaking, I'll go to Twitter before I'll go to the telly or the radio. So that's the way it is. I often hear about news stories that are important to me via my Facebook feed. So yeah, it is changing dramatically.
Now, we're almost out of time. I've got one more question I want to ask you guys as we wrap up the show, and it's broadcast related. I know, Isabella, you've a big fan of the Jillian Michaels podcast.
Oh, yes.
Are you still listening to that one? I know you got to meet her or something, didn't you?
We did. We actually went to see her in Bournemouth. She was on a UK tour and we went to see her there. Although I must admit, I have not had a chance to listen to many podcasts recently.
It's that was just, my next question. Is there any more in your feed right now that you listen to on a constant basis?
Do you know what? Not at the moment. I mean, it's very much shameful to admit, but I simply don't have time. I mean, there is just one that I am tuning in recently, and that's the Zig Ziglar show. And I very much...
You just love the way he speaks, don't you?
And I know. I just
you know, like saying his name.
Yeah, that's it. There's something cool about that. But essentially, I just love the inspiration that it brings. So when I jog on my treadmill, that's what I would tune into. So
that's cool. And what kind of a length of a show is that one?
I think it's Mike is just doing
sorry, I'm getting distracted watching the Periscope. Now Mike's giving you a massage.
I know. It's where are we getting with this, Mike?
Let's just give a call to action. Remember to follow us on Periscope at Isabella Russell and search for Mike Russell. I'm Mike Russell. And also, Kyron, what's your handle on Periscope?
I'm pretty sure it's just my Twitter handle, and it would be at Kyron, that's K-Y-R-A-N. And hopefully I'll have something cool like what you guys are doing to be able to broadcast on hopefully a more recent basis.
There you go.
What a beautiful way to transition. Mike, where can someone find you otherwise on the social medias and everything? You're iMikeRussell on Twitter, Periscope as well. Is there any other social media place that someone should look for you?
Twitter is the best place. I love that because it's just very instant. So at iMikeRussell, my handle is pretty much iMikeRussell on everything.
That's great.
I do have a personal website. I don't update much, but it's got all my social links on mike-russell.com. I need to get a Periscope button now for that website. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Yeah.
How about you, Isabella?
I'm at Isabella Russell, which is I-Z-A-B-E-L-A, Russell.
On the Periscope, sorry to interrupt, on the Periscope, all they can see is a microphone, a big giant microphone in front of the face.
Isabella is a microphone.
I am the microphone, yes.
That's what you were saying.
I was just saying, yes, if you would like to connect with me, Twitter is the best place, and it is at Isabella Russell.
How do you spell that?
I did spell it already, Mike. Did you not hear?
Do it again for anyone who's
so
unsure.
So worried about the Periscope.
It's spelled so many different ways.
It's I-Z-A-B-E-L-A, Russell.
And of course, if you're looking for something from Music Radio Creative, that's Music R Creative over on Twitter.
Yeah.
If there's anything else, go to musicradiocreative.com, and there's almost always someone there ready to help you. Right down to the bottom right corner, there says, here we are. Jump in there and talk to some of the amazing audio specialists that are part of the team there. And in fact, I kind of want to give a shout out to those people. Shayna, who's in there almost every single day, she does amazing work helping customers find the things they need. Ansley also does amazing work. And Luke's just joined the team.
Yes. Sorry, I'm still getting distracted by Periscope. You see what a distraction this is in today's society? Just, I'm encouraging you at the end of the podcast, go out, take a walk, you know, read a book, a traditional book, switch off the TV.
Like a dead tree edition book, you're saying.
Yeah. Stop getting distracted by your iWatch. Stop getting distracted by your iPhone. Switch it all off and turn off. Stop this distraction mode. It's disgusting.
So stop watching you on Periscope.
Yeah. Everyone just stop watching this Periscope broadcast now. Switch it off. I want to see zero down there. Go away and take a walk.
We should totally link to Periscope in the show notes so that people can actually view this particular session there. So I think it will add to the fun.
I definitely think so. Isabella, is there anything that you'd like to say to someone before we wrap up and we'll see you guys again in October?
I just would like to say that we are very much looking forward to being back on mics. In fact, it actually feels great to be in front of the microphone after such a long break. It was months. I think it must have been half a year or more now, which is ridiculous. It feels great, and we are absolutely super excited about being back very soon.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Isabella. I mean, I just want to say before we wrap up, thank you guys so much for the opportunity to be hosting your podcast for you. I've had so much fun doing the audio production show. I've met so many cool people. I need to stop watching your Periscope. And just thank you so much for the opportunity to do this. I love it. And I'm looking forward to the next thing that we're doing for Music Radio Creative, because as I fade back into the background a bit, I love it. And I'm curious to see what's next and what's coming forward for Music Radio Creative, especially that I didn't know there was going to be some changes coming to the website and stuff. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, very much so. And thank you very much, Kyron. You've been an amazing host. And thank you for stepping in and giving us an amazing show.
Yeah, thanks, Kyron. It's been awesome. We'll be right back.
So yeah, that's a wrap for the Audio Production Show, Season 2 of the Music Radio Creative Podcast. I've been your host, Kyron Mountain, and I want to make sure I thank everyone that's been part of the team. That includes Amy, she was behind the scenes. Now Andrea is part of the team, Isabel. Those three ladies are absolutely amazing, and the show couldn't exist without them. And of course, the real reason why the whole podcast exists, Mike and Isabella, for giving me an opportunity to host their show. So thank you to them as well. As always, I've always mentioned this, promo code. Head over to mrc.fm/promo. That's going to get you 15% off your next order from Music Radio Creative. And now that the Audio Production Show is over, who knows how long that promo code might be up there for? I can't say. I won't be back to say. So better act on it now before it goes away. And now that the Music Radio Creative Podcast is on hold for the summer, check out the new Media Europe show. That's where Mike and Isabella are talking to people who couldn't exist without the internet and new media, and their businesses kind of rely on that. So it's a very interesting and kind of similar interview style podcast to what this has been. And lastly, before I wrap up, I'm still going to be around. I'll be on the internet. If you want to get in touch with me, shoot me a line. I'm on Twitter, @Kyron. That's K-Y-R-A-N. It's been an absolute pleasure hosting this show for you. I hope you've learned nearly as much as I've learned in the few weeks that we've had together. Oh, and I can't believe I almost forgot this. Thank you to all the amazing guests that we've had on the show. I'm terrible at goodbyes, so I'm just going to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the Audio Production Show from Music Radio Creative.
Listen.
Discover.
Share your ambitions.
Express your feelings.
Capture what matters.
Open the world of audio.
The world of audio.
Where everything is made to amaze.
Music Radio Creative.
Music Radio
Creative.
Music
Radio Creative.
Music Radio Creative.